Iran's supreme leader said today that Iran will, quote, never hold diplomatic talks with the U.S. unless the U.S. returns to the Iran nuclear deal, which President Trump pulled out of last year. That threat comes days after a weekend attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. The U.S. now says Iran was likely behind that attack. Borzu Daragahi is international correspondent for The Independent. He joins us from Kiev, Ukraine, via Skype. And Borzu, President Trump originally tweeted that the U.S. was blocked and loaded, as he said, ready to respond to the attack. But then he appeared softer yesterday, saying that he wants to avoid a conflict with Iran. How has Iran reacted to the U.S.'s statements about the attack?
I mean, Iran has rejected the allegation that it was behind the attack. It has mocked the suggestion with the Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, saying that, you know, maximum pressure has now become maximum lies and so on. They insist that they are not behind the attack. So I think that we'll see where that plays out.
To remind folks, back in June, Iran shot down a U.S. unmanned drone, and President Trump authorized retaliatory strikes, then backed off on hearing of potential civilian casualties. If Iran is responsible, do you think Iran feels it can get away with these attacks because the president does not want a war?
I don't think that's the Iranian calculation. Mm. I think that the Iranians have factored in 1 to 15 days of U.S. airstrikes into their strategic planning for many years now. Mm-hmm. And they have concluded they will survive such an attack and that maybe they'll even emerge stronger afterward with the country unified behind the leadership. Mm-hmm. But I think that they want to, that the Iranian government and the Iranian people are suffering under the sanctions right now that the U.S. has imposed, and they want to spread the costs. They want to make sure that the U.S., the Saudi Arabians, the Europeans realize that if they suffer, you know, if the Iranians are suffering, everyone else is going to suffer too. So it's increasing the economic costs and the geopolitical costs of the Trump administration's policy of maximum pressure.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about those U.S. imposed sanctions. What are you hearing about the suffering there, about the sanctions from the folks there?
Well, I mean, on a very basic level, Iran is, you know, falling behind in terms of meeting its development goals. You know, people in Iran are lacking medicine. They're lacking ability to do any kind of commerce. Unemployment is increasing. The ambitions that the country has, for example, everything from like installing new subway lines in the Tehran underground system to ameliorating the suffering of people who are hit by floods earlier this year. All of that stuff costs money. And, you know, Iran is dependent to a large extent on oil revenues to get that money. And because of the secondary sanctions that the Trump administration has imposed on any country or any entity that does business with Iran, it's not able to sell that oil. And so it's suffering. And they want the world to know that if Iran suffers, everyone else is going to suffer, too.
The victim of this attack, Saudi Arabia, has had support for President Trump in the past. Saudi Arabia is Iran's arch rival. How have the Saudis been reacting to this attack?
I think the Saudis have been rather careful and cautious about how they want to respond to this attack. I think that the Saudi calculation is that, you know, this illustrated to them, this event illustrated to them how vulnerable their economy is and how vulnerable their infrastructure is to any kind of Iranian or Iranian-backed attack. And so they don't want to jump the gun. They originally were very, very quiet about who was responsible. Now they're saying that preliminary investigations suggest that the weapons used were from Iran, but they have not explicitly blamed Iran for the attack.
We have our perspective here, but I wonder how people in the Middle East are feeling about what's happening. How do they see all of this?
Well, everyone's really nervous. They have been hearing about the possibility of a conflict between Iran and the United States, a broader conflict. They know what that means. It's not good news for anybody. You know, I remember, you know, there'd be like a conflict or bombing or something in Syria, for example, and tourism numbers in Jordan and Turkey, which were perfectly safe, would drop because mm-hmm. people wouldn't go to those countries. So, you know, war is bad for business. War is bad for people's lives. And no one wants to see this happen.
Borzu Daragahi is international correspondent for The Independent. Thank you again for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.